Buddha actually means both, means enlightened one. But actually, if you see Buddha's actions, they were contrary to one who was enlightened. No, he was because he actually rejected the Vedas. But if you see in Param Gurudev's Mayavad Jivani, he mentions two Buddhas there. One is the Vishnu Buddha, who was born in Gaya. And the other was the Sakyasimha Buddha, who was born in Lumbini, Nepal. Nepal is Sakyasimha Buddha, he was born there. So we see that even when Param Gurudev, when he went to this place, this Gaya, when he went there to Gaya, Param Gurudev, you see, Gaya is a very important place for the Buddhists. Even for the Vaishnavas, it is a very important place because, as you know, Mahaprabhu went there and the lotus feet of Vishnu is there over Gayasur. But if you see, Gaya is also the place where this Vishnu Buddha was born actually. He was born there in both Gaya. And the Sakyasimha Buddha, this Gautam Buddha, he came from Nepal and then he also performed meditation under a peepal tree in Gaya. Therefore, he also became famous as Buddha. So therefore, the people who see Buddha right now, presently, they think they're the same Buddhas, Vishnu Buddha and Gautam Buddha, but they're not the same. They're different. No, Vishnu Buddha is actually one of the Dashavatars. No, we sing, no, Keshavadrita Buddha Sharira. But the other Buddha is like a Buddhist. He's only like the founder of modern day Buddhism. Therefore, when Param Gurudev went to Gaya, he went to one of the Buddhist monasteries there in Gaya. And he saw that the in charge of that Buddhist monastery was actually a follower of Shankaracharya. And he's saying, why is a follower of Shankaracharya here in the Buddhist temple? No, then Param Gurudev, he was showing to the entire world that actually even the followers of Shankaracharya are Buddhists, covered Buddhists. Even when Param Gurudev went to Kashi also, Varanasi, there he went to one temple of the Mayavadis there. And there, Param Gurudev challenged the Mayavadi Mahanta there, saying, what is the difference between the teachings of Shankaracharya and Buddha himself? There is no difference whatsoever. They are the same. In fact, even Shankaracharya is a Buddhist. And then this Mayavadi became very angry at Param Gurudev. He said, how can you speak like that? No. Then he gave one book to Param Gurudev called Lalita Vistar. He said, you read this book and then you will see your doubts will be answered. And then Param Gurudev, what did he do? He used that book to defeat all the arguments of the Mayavadi. He used the same book. So we see that today is actually the appearance of this Vishnu Buddha, not this Sakyasimha Buddha. So anyhow, we see that he appeared and he rejected the authority of the Vedas. Because we see the Samveda, it has many stavstutis for Bhagavan. And the Yajurveda, it has many mantras about yajnas. And the Rigveda has many mantras about how to go to heaven and all these things. And the Atharva Veda, it is said, that has many things about black magic, how to sacrifice animals in the fire and all these things. So on the authority of the Atharva Veda, they were killing many animals. So then this way Buddha, he appeared and he stopped that. So don't do this anymore. Ahimsa Paramo Dharma, he said. No need for any of this. So anyhow, we say today is also the appearance of Sri Radharaman Dev. So we say Radharaman himself is the life and soul of every Gaudiya Vaishnava. We've heard many times in Katha that Govind Gopinath Madan Mohan, they may have left Vrindavan. But Radharaman Dev, he never left. He stayed here. He continued to stay in Vrindavan. No, he never left. We see that Gopal Bhatta Goswami, it is said in Bhakti Ratnakar that he actually had darshan of Mahaprabhu in his dreams. When Mahaprabhu was doing Sankirtan with all his associates, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he saw that the same Mahaprabhu was Krishna himself. So when he manifested the Radharaman deity, he realized that this Radharaman deity was none other than Krishna Chaitanya himself. It was Mahaprabhu himself. And we say that where did this, you see, this Radharaman deity in his own self is actually this manifestation of this mood of Prem Vaichitra. In this mood of Prem Vaichitra, we see there is the conception of Naso Raman, Naso Ramani. Means Krishna no longer thinks of himself as being the enjoyer. And Radharani no longer thinks of herself as being the enjoyed. Their roles become reversed sometimes. Radharani becomes the enjoyer and Krishna becomes the enjoyed. So this way the Radharaman deity is actually a manifestation of this stage of Prem Vaichitri. No. So this way Gopal Bhatta Goswami, how did he manifest this deity? It is said that when he was going to Nepal, this Gandaki river, there he found one large Damodar Shila, big Shaligram Shila. And it kept following him everywhere he went. Even he kept it out of his Kamandalu many times, still it kept appearing there. And then when he started serving in Vrindavan, as we know, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he is who? He is a Gunamanjari in Radha and Krishna's pastime. So he was thinking, oh, if I could swing Radha and Krishna, like in Jolan Mahotsav, you know, I could serve them in many nice ways. He was, when he just had this desire, automatically manifested this Radharaman deity. Therefore, Radharaman, his feet resemble Madan Mohan's. His chest resembles Gopinath and his face resembles Govinda Dev's deity. And we see Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they were so happy to have darshan of this deity. And where did Gopal Bhatta Goswami manifest this deity? It's very important also. He manifested this deity in that area where Nidhuvan is present. If you say in Nidhuvan, you see Radharaman, he's holding a flute and he's playing. If you see even in Nidhuvan also, this is the place where Radharani stole the flute of Krishna. And she herself started playing on the flute. No, Radharani is showing to Krishna how to play the flute. She herself is playing on it. This is how we play the flute, Krishna. No, the way you play is not proper. This is wrong. So we say, in all these Leela Sthalis, where Nidhuvan is right there, no, and Sevakunj is right there. It is said Nidhuvan is the forest of Vishakha Devi, and Sevakunj is the forest of Lalita Devi. So we say this way, Gopal Bhatta Goswami had so much Uddipan, then he manifested this deity of Radharaman. And we say that even Gurudev, he had a very good relationship with the Radharaman Goshais also. We say that he spoke Harikatha there so many times, speaking on Radharaman Tattva to all these Goshais, and these Radharaman Goshais be so happy listening to Gurudev speak. And even recently their own Goshai, this Madhusudan Goswami also, is very favorable. In fact, he has actually done Hindi translations of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's kirtans. Like this Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Gauranga Smaran Mangal Stotra, this Madhusudan Goswami, he has actually done a translation in Brajbhasha of this, all these Leelas of Mahaprabhu. They were printed, also published. So they still have a very good relationship with each other, the Gaudiya Vaishnava Guru Varga and the Radharaman Goshais. So this way Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he manifested this deity for the benefit and auspiciousness of the entire world. And we say also towards the appearance of Sri Madhavendra Puri Path. So we say Madhavendra Puri, we heard, no, that day, this Rangabharani Ekadashi, which is like 2-3 days before Mahaprabhu's appearance. That day also was the disappearance day of Madhavendra Puri. No, one day before. Or one day after, I think, was the disappearance day. So that's why I say that day we heard how Madhavendra Puri, being the root of this Prem Kalpataru, he is actually nourishing the entire tree. All the leaves, all the branches, all the fruits, everything. Mahaprabhu is the trunk, no, of this tree. He's, and all the different branches and sub-branches, all the different associates of Mahaprabhu. So how will the tree be nourished? The tree is nourished by the root itself. So we see the root is Madhavendra Puri. Although he said it is like the sprout of this Prem, he is actually the root. And you see, Mahaprabhu himself was so happy when he saw anyone who followed Madhavendra Puri even a little, became so happy. And Mahaprabhu came to Mathura, he met the Sonariya Brahmin, and when Mahaprabhu was dancing, the Sonariya Brahmin also was dancing in ecstasy in front of Keshavdev. Mahaprabhu thought, how is this possible? His moods are actually on an equal level as mine. And Mahaprabhu asked him, who are you? Surely you must be a recipient of some great Vaishnava's love and affection. Then he said, yes, I am a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. So Mahaprabhu embraced him. And even though the Sonariya Brahmin was from a low caste, lower caste Brahmin family, still Mahaprabhu would take prasad in his house. And that day we also heard, no, that Rangbarni Ekadashi, how Mahaprabhu went to Advaita Acharya's house. And Advaita Acharya had organized such a beautiful festival for Madhavendra Puri's Vyas Puja. No, such a nice festival, he invited everyone from everywhere. And all, and the whole day and night, only the glories of Madhavendra Puri Path were sung. So we say, Madhavendra Puri, it is said that his Gurudev is Lakshmipati Tirtha. before he could take the renounced order from his guru left this world. So therefore, he took sannyas from one person called Vishnupuri. So externally, Vishnupuri was a Mayavadi. No, just like how Keshav Bharati was a Mayavadi externally, but internally Keshav Bharati was a Vaishnav. Similarly, Vishnupuri also, he is actually a Vaishnav. But externally, he had put the dress on of a Mayavadi. Therefore, we see some so-called devotees, they raise the doubt that if Madhavendra Puri was initiated by Lakshmipati Tirtha, his name should be Tirtha. Why Puri? No. Because this way, because he got sannyas from Vishnupuri. Therefore, his name became Puri this way. But still, we say that Vishnupuri was also a Vaishnav. He was in no way a Mayavadi. And this way, we see, why did he take sannyas from him? Because when he went to South India, the sannyasis of Udupi, they said, we don't believe so much in the devotees from North. Because the South Indian devotees, they believe more in rituals and external cleanliness and all these things. But all of you, they are not up to our standard. So therefore, he took sannyas from Vishnupuri. So this way we see the Madhavendra Puri, so many wonderful leelas. We see this Chandan Yatra is actually the festival of Madhavendra Puri. No, he was the one who started this Chandan Yatra, smearing his beloved deity with Chandan, the foot dust of the gopis. How we say that, how he followed his Ajajak Vritti, means he would sit in one place and if anyone would give something, he would accept. So Krishna himself was bound to come and give him something. Krishna himself was bound to come and offer him milk. When Madhavendra Puri drank this milk, he became so happy. He thought, this milk surely is not given by any ordinary man, from any ordinary boy. And then even the pot with which he drank that milk, he kept it with himself. And a little piece of the pot every day, he would take, chew it and eat that pot also. This is how he honored this Mahaprasad. And we say that when he got this dream to manifest the deity of Gopal, we say that for 2 years, Madhavendra Puri, he celebrated Annakoot Mahotsav every day. All these rich people from Mathura, they came and they celebrated every day. But even then, he did not leave his Ajajak Vritti, his Ajagar Vritti. Means, even then, he would only accept very little, whatever he got. And we say that Madhavendra Puri, why did he climb Govardhan? No. Normally, it is seen Mahaprabhu's line, no one steps foot on Govardhan. But why did Madhavendra Puri go on top of Govardhan? Why? Because he's thinking Gopal is a small boy. He has to be carried on one's shoulders. So, for Gopal's seva, he is ready to even climb Govardhan. He's thinking, how can Gopal climb up all the way there? He's just a small boy. So carrying him on his shoulders, he climbed Giriraj Govardhan and he established him there. And Gopal said, oh, I cannot even sit properly. Please arrange some nice stones for my back. And again, two slabs of stone down and one slab behind for his back. So this is why we say Madhavendra Puri rendered such wonderful seva. But ultimately, we see that the essence of all his teachings can be found in two verses. Where he's saying in the mood of Srimati Radhika, this is called the Kaustubh Mani of all Stavstutis. The Kaustubh Mani is the king of all jewels. Similarly, this Ayadina Dayatranathahe verse is the king of all verses, which was uttered by Srimati Radhika herself. And Mahaprabhu, he could not even utter the entire verse because he would be so much overcome by Mahabhav. He would only say Ayadina, Ayadina. Ayadina, and he would fall unconscious. Like we say, how Radharani is saying, oh, Ayadina Dayadranath, your Dayadranath. No, your heart melts upon seeing the suffering of others. You're full of compassion. But then, now you have become very hard. Why? Because now you're Mathuranath. Now you're always surrounded by all the ladies of Mathura. And then again, Nidam Tadaloka Kataram, my heart is suffering so much in separation. And then when will you give me darshan again? Radharani is praying. This way all these different modes, these Sanchari Bhavs are rising, like Bhav Shabalya, this Amarsha, indignation, and they're these Sanchari Bhavs are like waves crashing against each other. And this way when they're crashing, one Bhav is rising and one Bhav is going down. And then again, both the Bhavs are calming down. And then there's this other verse also that he spoke. This Hey Deva, Hey Daita, Hey Bhuvanaika Bandho, Hey Krishna, Hey Chapala, Hey Karunaika Sindho, Hey Nata, Hey Ramana, Hey Nayana Abhirama, Haha Kavanubhavitashi, Param Drishorme. means again in the Mother Shrimati Radhika is praying. They're saying, oh Dev, oh Daita, oh Krishna, my beloved, but you're also Dev. Means you're always with the other gopis. Oh, but hey Bhuvanaika Bandhu, oh friend of the entire world. Since you're the friend of the entire world, are you not our friend as well? But still you are Krishna. You are restless and you are chapal. But still you are Karunaika Sindhu. You are an ocean of mercy. So please be merciful unto us. Hey Nata, oh beloved. Hey Ramana, who give pleasure to us. Hey Nayanabhi Rama, who give pleasure to our eyes. When will we be able to see you again? So these are the verses that Madhavendra Puri was uttering. But unfortunately, we see Ramchandra Puri, he could never understand Madhavendra Puri's moods. So this way he committed offenses, and as you know, Yashwar Puri, he served him. And this way he received all the mercy of Madhavendra Puri Pad. Complete mercy. And then we see Yashwar Puri himself became the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while Ramchandra Puri, he found faults with Mahaprabhu and not even the followers of Mahaprabhu. So today is appearance day, and also today is the appearance of Srinivas Acharya. It is said with Srinivas Acharya's parents were Gangadhar and Lakshmi Devi. So Gangadhar, he always wanted to see Mahaprabhu, and when Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he became crazy. He could not even tolerate Mahaprabhu's hair being shaved. And then only when he heard Mahaprabhu's name being told as Krishna Chaitanya, shouting out Chaitanya, 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 he went crazy. And then he was named as Chaitanya Das after that. And when he went to Puri, he prayed to Jagannath Dev that may I have a son who will be a great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu heard his prayers because he's non-different from Jagannath. And Mahaprabhu blessed him, saying you'll have a very qualified son. And that son was Srinivas Acharya. And as we know, Srinivas Acharya, when he would speak the Bhagavatam, it is said, Radha and Krishna themselves would appear and manifest their Rasalila. Like how when Narottam Thakur would sing, Mahaprabhu would manifest with all his associates. Similarly, when Srinivas Acharya would speak on the Bhagavatam, especially on the Rasalila, all the gopis would manifest there with Radha and Krishna. So this way we know how Srinivas Acharya actually was a little older than Narottam Thakur and Shyamananda Prabhu. He was like the Siksha Guru of Narottam Thakur and Shyamananda Prabhu, because he was so much older by age as well. So he wrote this Sad Goswami Ashtakam, and as we know, he's nourishing us through his kirtans. And to this day, by his kirtan called Manohar Sai, Narottam Thakur was Garan Nati, and Shyamananda Prabhu was Renati, and Srinivas Acharya was Manohar Sai. So this is Srinivas Acharya, by his kirtans, he transformed all of Bengal into Vaishnavas. Therefore, even to this day, the pujaris of all the Saptadevalais, all the temples, they're Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Why? They're all like the descendants of Srinivas Acharya. He made sure that these deities will never fall into the hands of anyone else except the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as we know, his disciples and his grand disciples, they're so glorious. And also today is the disappearance day of Parameshwari Das Thakur. So lastly, Parameshwari Das Thakur, he was one of the Ashta Dharaj Gopalas, no, one of these cowherd boys. It is said when Kirtan was going on, when he was doing Kirtan with all the associates, the Muslims, no, the Muslims are always like the envious lot. So then they threw a dead fox at him, saying, no, make this fox do Kirtan also. And Parameshwari Das Thakur, he told the fox, do Kirtan. Raise your hands, raise your claws and do kirtan. And the fox also started doing kirtan. You can imagine, no, you're walking down the road and you see a dead fox waking up and doing kirtan. You can imagine, no, how you'll be so surprised. Like on the internet, if you see some devotees, they post a video where they're saying a dog is also chanting Haribol. But if you see, if you listen closely, the dog is not actually saying anything. It is only saying something in response. So devotees are so much astonished by such small things, then you can have imagined how much astonished they would have been if they would have seen a dead fox rising up and doing kirtan. So such were the wonderful associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I offer my obeisances, my humble obeisances at all the lotus feet, and I pray that try to be dedicated to this path of Krishna Bhakti Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripasana Vyascha Vitanam Pavani Vyavishna Vyav Namo Namaha.
Gyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripasana Vyavacha Patitanam Pavani Vyo Vaishnavi Vyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhaktavanda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my sastang dandavat pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Sishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj, Dwarupanuga Guru Varga, and to all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So finally, today we're observing the full moon day of this month of Vaishak, and many events happen. We're observing all these great festivals. So we just heard today is the appearance of Sri Radharaman, also Buddha Dev, and great devotees like Sri Madhavendra Puri, Srinivas Acharya, also the disappearance of Parameshwari Thakur. So our Madhavendra Puri, we know this time we're observing Sri Chandanyatra, and indeed on this month he himself has appeared. By mercy of the Vaishnavas, we've been to his samadhi, and we've seen Kirchhora Gopinath, who gave him instruction to make this chandan paste and put in his body, showing that he's none different from the Gopal who gave him first that instruction to go to Puri to get chandan. So he is Gopinath. Now, very significant, of course, is our Prayojan is to become maidservant of Srimati Radharani, and our Ishtadev is that Lord who is known as Gopinath. Mahaprabhu himself, he manifests his deity of Gopinath. And actually, our Guru Varga, they explain Gopinath means not that the Lord of the Gopis, that's one way, but really Gopinath is one whose lords are the Gopis. So the Gopis are his not. So it's Gopinath. Mahaprabhu, he manifested this deity of Gopinath. So like today, this deity of Radharaman also become manifest. This whole, there's very important tattva about deities that we have to understand. Deities are not something that you like you buy from the market and you install, then okay, now you can worship Krishna. Like we've learned from the Vaishnavas themselves, they're showing us that they're none different from Krishna. So when, like, it's all really like Yoga Maya's arrangement. If they come, then no need installation, but you welcome them. You make a big festival to welcome them. Of course, something we have to understand, that when we talk of deities, these are the Ishtadev in the devotee's heart, and by the mercy they manifest to the world. They have invited Krishna, their Ishtadev, and he has come. And they have presented, actually, for the benefit of their disciples. And therefore, people will be engaged in like a way that this relationship will be established. So like Mahaprabhu, he manifested Tota Gopinath. That is actually Krishna like sitting. Like when, as soon as he appeared from, after disappearing from Rasalila, he came back with a very guilty smile, very beautiful. And he said, Napariyam nirvajo samyujam, I cannot repay. He cannot compare, like his, he cannot repay the love of the gopis. Like this, he accepted defeat. That is Gopinath. That Mahaprabhu's deity that he wants to show the world. He's like taking a picture of that Ishtadev in his heart, that very special form. In the same way, like today, Radharaman has appeared. So this is also very special manifestation of Sri Krishna. And sometimes devotees would wonder, like, we know Gopal Bhatta Goswami is taking care of Radharaman, his sevak Radharaman. Radharaman manifested from the Shalagram Shila. And really, this is Ishtadev of Radharaman, of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Gopal Bhatta Goswami is Guna Manjari. Some say it's Tulsi Manjari. When we know what is the disposition of Manjaris, Manjaris, they never have direct relation with Krishna. They always, they're servant of Srimati Radharani. So, we then, like we know, we just heard, when Janava Thakurani came to Vrindavan, many of the deities don't have Radharani. Ananga Manjari, that is Janava Thakurani, then immediately arranging, no, there has to be Radha, like this. So, Govinda, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, they all have Radharani. But we can see, up to now, Radharaman, no Radharani in there. So, but then we can reconcile. That's why his name is Radharaman, because that Krishna is the one who is giving pleasure, giving Raman, giving delight to Radharani. And that is the only reason really why he's serving. When he's serving, or the devotees are serving him, because he's giving delight to my Swamini, like this. Like Rupa Goswami, when he says, Anya vilasa sunyam gyan karmadi anavritam anukulena krishnanushilanam bhakti rotama. This shloka is not just about Shuddha Bhakti. This shloka is about Uttama Bhakti, the highest bhakti. So for the Rupanugas, what is the highest bhakti? That bhakti which is anukul to anukulena krishnanushilanam. But another way that, like Vaishnavas, they give a deeper meaning, is that this highest bhakti is that anushilan to this anukul Krishna. Krishna has, it says, have like four personalities. One Krishna is anukul Krishna, one who is loyal only to one heroine, only loyal to Radharani. So that service to that kind of Krishna, that is the highest, and this is actually the mood of the Manjaris. So in the same way, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he's worshipping. It may not look like there's no Radharani, but then you can see Radharani's ornaments, Radharani's crown, they're all there. So actually, as a Manjari, sometimes they would assist Krishna in his service to Srimati Radharani. They would help train him how to braid the hair of Srimati Radharani, how to decorate Srimati Radharani. And so that is that Krishna that he's worshipping. That is his Ishtadev. So that's why his name is Radharaman. Also, some little understanding, also like that Radharaman, he's bewildered by the moods of Srimati Radharani. When Radharani attains this stage of actually, they have this thing they call Prem Vilas Vivarta. You can read something about this in Rai Ramananda Sambad. Rai Ramananda Sambad, there Mahaprabhu asking to Rai Ramananda, what is the goal of life? So then he's telling from Varnashrama all the way up to Prem, and then later on talking about Prem. So finally, after explaining this frame by Prem Vilas Vivarta, Mahaprabhu already covered the mouth of Rai Ramananda. He said, enough. He said, no more higher than this. All right. So anyhow, in Prem Vilas Vivarta, the moods of the lover and the beloved, they became, they interchange. So Radha is Ramani and Krishna is Raman. So in Prem Vilas Vivarta, Radha becomes Raman and Krishna becomes Ramani. So then, one way to see it also is, oh, this Radharaman is actually Radha in Prem Vilas Vivarta, and he became like Krishna. So he's serving. Another thing, of course, is Krishna bewildered by this mood, he wanted to experience this, and therefore he became Mahaprabhu. And therefore, as Mahaprabhu, he's actually Radharaman. He's relishing the moods of Srimati Radharani. He's complete. Mahaprabhu is whole. He is both Krishna and Radha. So this is Sri Radharaman, a very wonderful, very beautiful deity. Now, like here in Vrindavan, and today is his appearance day. Gopal Bhatta Goswami is disciple, Srinivas Acharya. Today he also appeared. We know so much that like many times he wants to meet Vaishnavas, but he is, unfortunately it happens that they leave this world. But when Mahaprabhu disappeared, actually he wanted to meet Mahaprabhu, but he did not. When he went to Puri, already Mahaprabhu not there. But he met with Gadadhar Pandit. And actually Gadadhar Pandit waited because Mahaprabhu desired that he train him Bhagavatam. So when he was there, he said that Bhagavatam was there, but the text you cannot read anymore because they're all washed out by the tears of Gadadhar. And so he had to go somewhere to find other books. He find other books, but it's also the same condition. Later on, finally he found, but when he returned to Puri, already Gadadhar Pandit disappeared. And we can understand how he felt, but he was consoled by Gadadhar Pandit, telling that, don't worry, you go to Vrindavan, and there you will learn from Rupa and Sanatan. To make the story short, actually, he a little bit delayed, when he went to Vrindavan, before he reached Vrindavan, then he heard first Sanatan Goswami disappeared already. Then after that, Rupa. And so he was so devastated. But later on, when he arrived, he met Jiva Goswami. So Jiva Goswami trained him. Then along with Narottam Srinivas, we know. So Srinivas Acharya, we know that he's one of those, one of the three Acharyas. After the Goswamis, they're the ones who spread the teachings of our Goswamis. They brought all the books to Bengal. We know that it was stolen, and it was actually Srinivas Acharya who was able to retrieve back this book from King Virambir. So this is very like interesting Leela. He was, the reason why he found out was because he was invited for this Bhagavatam, like in the court of the king, there's always this Pandit who speaks Bhagavatam. He befriended a Brahmin where he's living with, and this Brahmin he invited one time. So there he came, and then he heard very bad commentaries by this Pandit that he could not tolerate. He had to speak something. After being patient for many days. So when the topic was already about Rasa Leela, then he cannot tolerate anymore, and he had to speak. And he was reminding this Pandit, do you know Sridhar Swami? Because all your commentary is not in line with the original commentator of this Bhagavatam. Anyhow, although this Pandit was very arrogant, the king is open-minded. So he asked, how come this boy finding faults with your explanation? The Pandit said, so if he has better explanation, he can explain. So then he's been trained by Jiva Goswami, who is actually no less than his Gurudev, Rupa and Sanatan. They're all they're all maid servants of Srimati Radharani. So therefore, he said when he was explaining, then everybody was so impressed. The king himself later on wanted to become disciple of Srinivas. So when later on he actually approached Srinivas to become his disciple and asked him, who are you? What brought you here? And so then he told this condition that we lost these books. We were coming here with these books, but we lost it. And then the king suddenly just cried and said, I'm going to hell. I deserve to go to hell. He would ask, why? Because I'm the one who stole the books. So he showed the books, and that's how they recovered his books. Everybody was so happy. He sent news to everyone. But this one is really good timing because while these books was being searched, then on the other hand, Narottam Shamananda, they're doing the preaching. Narottam was preparing for this big festival in Ketorigram, where then these books will be presented. Then finally that day came, this books was presented. Srinivas Acharya, he was also the priest on that time. So Janabata Kurani, we already heard, she was like the main authority at that time. And she recommended this recommendation to all the Vaishnavas that this is the Siddhanta, this is the real Gaudiya Siddhanta, we have to follow this. And from there, the time they're bringing all devotees to Braj. So today also is the disappearance of Parameshwari Thakur. Parameshwari Thakur is one of the Dwadasa Gopals. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, some descriptions are there of Krishnadas Kaviraj telling that he's the fifth of the Dwadasa Gopal. And he said, just remembering his name, then Krishna Prem can quickly come. So today we're remembering his name, then we take that statement of Krishnadas Kaviraj, oh, we're remembering his name, this Krishna Prem has come. Why? Because Lord Nityananda, like in Chaitanya Bhagavad, it's also said that his life and soul is Lord Nityananda. And his body is like the pastime place of Lord Nityananda. So he's very merciful. Him and Krishnadas, not Krishnadas Kaviraj, but another of the Dwadasa Gopal, Krishnadas, both they're considered to be like pastime place of Lord Nityananda. So today his disappearance. And so all this wonderful festival has come giving so much potency to this day. So therefore, under the guidance of the Vaishnavas, then devotees are very lucky celebrating today, and hopefully, this day very auspicious, but hopefully under blessings of Vaishnavas and Guru Bhargava, then truly we have real connection to these personalities.
Jnana timirandhasya gnanjana salakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha vancha kalpatrubhasya kripa sindhu bhai vacha paditanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha namaha vadannaya Krishna prema pradayati Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya namne gaurattise namaha Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Srijivi Gopal Bhatta Das Raghunath Echai Gosai Kari Charana Bandhan Javaite Vignanas Abhishta Puran Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai, Ananta Ananta Kodi Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Saparsad Gaur Hari ki jai, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Sudarshanjeev ki jai, Bhakta Vighna Vinashan Karani Singhadev ki jai, Bhaktaraj Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। संकीर्तनकारी भक्तवृंद की जय। स्वामीत गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि। टुडे इज फुल मून बैसाखी पूर्णिमा कृष्णस फुलडोल सलिल विहार जल विहार दिस समर सीजन केम एंड एवरीबडी अरेंजिंग सैंडलवुड एंड पेस्टिंग एंड स्मेरिंग इन कृष्णस बॉडी। सखाज आर गिविंग ऑल मदर्स आर गिविंग ऑल्सो सखीज मंजरीज आर गिविंग ब्रजदेवीज आर बट टूडे इज दे आर अरेंजिंग दिस बोटिंग फेस्टिवल नाइस। फर्स्ट इज दे आर डेकोरेटिंग नाइस बोट्स वेयर दैट टाइम पवन सरोवर वेरी नियर टू नंद भवन एंड पवन सरोवर नॉट टू मच स्मॉल वेरी बिगर दे आर ऑल होली तीर्थ प्रेजेंट। समटाइम नंद बाबा हैज डिजायर टेलिंग कृष्णा नाउ आई हैव डिजायर आई एम गोइंग प्रयागराज त्रिवेणी संगम कुंभ मेला एट दैट टाइम इज माघ मास माघे प्रयागे कोटिकल्पवासे तो आई एम गोइंग देयर आई एम बैथिंग एंड वन कल्पवास वन मंथ आई विल बी देयर बैंक ऑफ गंगा। दिस लाइफ इज हाउज इज स्टेइंग हाउस होल्डर रजोगुनी पीपल राजसिक मूड नेचुरली कमिंग विलेज इज राजसिक तामसी दूत सदनम प्ले प्रोग्राम गैम्बलिंग देयर इज दूत सदनम एंड ऑल्सो सात्विक वनवास बट फॉरेस्ट इज गोइंग एंड स्टेइंग देयर द सात्विक बट नॉट निर्गुण ऑल्सो दिस प्रयागराज बेनीमाधव देयर एंड ऑल होली तीर्थ देयर आई एम वन मंथ विल बी देयर। कृष्णा नॉट गिविंग एनी आंसर। इवनिंग टाइम नंद बाबा गॉन इज पवन सरोवर ही इज लुकिंग इवनिंग टाइम मेनी मेनी डेमिगॉड्स आर केम लाइक इज वेरी पावरफुल मेनी विमान केम एंड ऑल आर ऑफरिंग ओबिशंसेस बैथिंग आफ्टर कमिंग बैक इन बैंक ऑफ पवन सरोवर रोलिंग दिस बॉडीज इन डस्ट ऑल बॉडीज रोलिंग आफ्टर गोइंग बैथिंग आफ्टर कमिंग बैक आफ्टर रोलिंग दिस डस्ट आफ्टर गोइंग बैथिंग फॉर नंद बाबा सरप्राइज व्हाट दे आर डूइंग वन टाइम बैथिंग इज गुड क्लीनिंग व्हाई आर दे आर स्मेलिंग इन दिस बॉडीज इज डस्ट नेक्स्ट इज डर्टी एंड गोइंग इज बैथिंग अगेन एंड अगेन। तो नंद बाबा हम्बली ही इज गोइंग एंड रिक्वेस्टिंग एंड प्रेइंग वेर आर फ्रॉम कम वेर यू ऑल आर हाउ कैन आई सर्विंग दिस इज आवर ब्रजवासीज काउसेड एंड ऑल दिस फॉरेस्ट एंड जंगल एंड एरिया ऑल आर ब्रजवासीज हाउ सर्विंग इन यू देन दे आर से ऑल आर केम दिस डस्ट स्मेलिंग इन दिस बॉडी एंड क्लीनिंग एंड प्यूरिफाइंग ओन सेल्फ दि पवन सरोवर पवित्र सरोवर क्लीन क्लीनिंग फॉर ओनर हार्ट एंड एवरीथिंग माइंड एंड सोल देन से हु आर यू देन से समबडी सेइंग आई एम तीर्थराज आई एम प्रयागराज आई एम केम देयर टू सम सेइंग आई एम काशी कांची मायापुरी अवंतिका पुरी दारावती शिव सप्तेव मोक्षदायिका ऑल आर केम ऑल आर गोइंग सिनफुल पीपल डर्टी पीपल ऑल मेकिंग इज डर्टी ऑल गिविंग इज सिन ऑल तीर्थ इज पॉल्यूटेड देयरफॉर आस्किंग प्रयागराज बेनीमाधव बेनीमाधव सिंह यू लाइक टू प्यूरिफाइंग प्यूरिफिकेशन फॉर यू गो नंद भवन नियर पवन सरोवर देयर कृष्ण कवर्स बॉय विथ इज एवरीडे प्लेइंग एवरीडे स्विंगिंग एवरीडे cows are drinking water and all Brajavasi bathing, that water is holy water and holy river to purification for they have power. Powerhouse is there. Therefore come Nandava offering obeisances. They are also Nandava's feet that is smearing in bodies are all dancing. Nandava inviting, you come. Nandava one, you are my guest, chief guest. I am giving some Gaurav's milk preparation. Brajavasi has only milk preparation, sweet and any other things. I am giving something, you taking something. So ho bhagyo. Not ordinary, all are lucky, very lucky. Why? Before you know, praying Adiguru Brahma, all are is praying. How is Krishna's for? So now Nandava looking next side. Oh, many ladies are also like same doing, bathing and going and rolling. Bodies is all dust, and after next coming bathing, she is Nandava asking them. They say, all are is holy river. And only purification for came. Nandava, doubt is gone, asking Krishna, evening time. Oh, Krishna, all Tirtha is here, Pavan Sarovar. So today, what happened? Everybody came, this Brajadham. Today, one day, this Vaisakhi Purnima, this day, anybody going, Manas Ganga, Pavan Sarovar, Chandra Sarovar, Man Sarovar, Prem Sarovar, this, all this Brajamandal has holy, this lake. Here is bathing, not only bathing, Krishna's teaching. First is worshipping. You are not going like buffalo bathing for Jamuna jumping, Ganga jumping and bathing and swimming and coming back. This is disobey and disrespect. First is going, praying like Madhavendra Puri, like Pundarik Vidyanidhi. All our acharyas are, what they are doing? They are offering pranam, taking this water is first his head, and after is sprinkling and taking doing achaman and offering all these acharyas, guru vargas, and they are near praying and begging. I cannot making any offense. Going and there, I am doing something like spitting, like cleaning body, and other many other things. I am praying, begging. Oh, give me this. You have much powerful. You give me. Why not giving? Give me boon. By like is pressing. No. Therefore, learned all Guru Varga, they are near to you. Learning then is good. Then Krishna come today. First is worshipping, and after they are decorating and they are arranging boating festival. This boating festival time, inviting all demigods, holy rivers, everybody's. Krishna looking like morning to this festival is running. You are going South India, then Meenakshi Madurai, you are going Udupi, you are going Gurubayur. Everywhere this festival is very famous. Today morning to the everything arranging, and evening time musical all instrument with this nice playing, nice singing, and Padmanabh elephant named Padmanabh, other 550 like 600 elephant, they are line by line welcome for going for Krishna and bringing Krishna within own back. Big singhasan, umbrella, one elephant running chamar, another one is catching task with his umbrella, and another is cleaning road with his water, with his own task with his. How are they dancing? And behind, front of all sadhu, rishi, mahasi, tapasi, brahmasi, with his all are coming. Guru where to Krishna coming, and this lake, this boating festival for their minister. Now everybody is this darshan for and mercies for, they are also coming. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, Mahaprabhu in Chandan Sarovar Jagannath Puri, his own parikaruitis, he is also this following this festival. So Brajadham, Krishna himself is arranging this full dole, yeah, Salil Bihar, this boat, boating and inviting. One day, Krishna, Rasya Yuga's time, washing all our feet, himself. His all feet dust is Dharakapuri Gopitala near, he's smearing his bodies. But in Brajadham, Krishna, the boating festival time, he is inviting everybody's, giving turban, tilak, chandan, and giving garland, and all our bodies, mind, heart, cooling. No more fire, no more jealousy, envious, no more heartburn, no more competition. All are making Krishna humble. All our humility came more than cows, animals. All are very angry, all time uncontrolled fire. Then Krishna say, this fire too much increasing, then called summer. Summer is hammer. This outside summer is not too much bad, but inside is this fire, this anger, this fire is too much bad. Not one type of fire. Anger fire, lusty fire, thirsty fire, desire fire. How many fire? How can cooling? Krishna say, today this full dole, Salil Vihar, voting, why? All Tirtha and all are is inviting, and here is, they are worshipping, and after is starting this boating parikrama, meaning kundas, they are in the bathing, after dressing, tilak with his, how is respecting? They're respecting. This is learning. I am bathing after not cannot clean, you know. Bathing then not clean. How many things dirty? One small mantra telling. How? Apavitra, apavitrava, sarvavasthan, gatoviva, jasmarit, pundarikakhyo, sabayya, ibhantarabha, suchi. Out and in will be clean, you chanting God holy name, and then pundarikakhyo. Krishna here is teaching. Only bathing is not can clean. Dust is smearing, then not will be clean. How? Cleaning? Krishna teaching. Serving. Praying. Begging. Crying. And again requesting. I am unqualified. I am very proud. I am very selfish. I am nonsense. I have lot of ego. How can I removing? Therefore, this water, Tirtha, Brahma Drava. Rupa Goswami Prabhu writing this, his Upadesamrita. Ki Brahma Dravatram Apagachati Niradharmai. This God Himself, He is melting, and then He is drava, liquid, like water, melting, and He is present now. Then Krishna starting also Barsana, Vishwanu Khor, and Sakri Khor. There is Sakhijar, Brajdevijar, they are also arranging this boating festival. They are arranging. Srimati Radharani is with his Kami's boat. Manasi Ganga, Krishna very clever. Krishna arranging this Manasi Ganga boating festival. Noka Bihar, Jal Bihar. Telling, one day, two day, this Brajamandal has 108 kunda, not one, two. 108 kundas, same day, darshan, sparsha, touch, and after bath, worshipping, and after meeting with them, their mercy is coming, then 108 sakhis, manjaris, mercies easily coming. No need bhajan sadhana, no need any tapasya austerity. you will be Palyadasi, Kinkari. This is not my word. You are reading this Brajamanda Parikrama books, there is, you are reading, all glorifies, everything is giving. So today is this Salil Bihar. All Tirthas, all goddess and God, everybody is here present. Sankarsan Kunda, this Govardhan, Sankarsan, they today present there. Krishna inviting, today will be everybody present. One day. Also there, why? They are greedy. Krishna's mercy is for. Krishna today boating. Krishna today playing. Krishna today swimming. Krishna cooling. Krishna today giving and bless, and Krishna accepting today. His promise today. Some days is like his special day. So this Vaishakhi Purnima, this Krishna's full dole. Therefore, before his Vrindavan, now his temple is closed. Otherwise, all temple, flower decoration, very nice. All fuara, water, fountain. And complete temple is cooling. Nidhuvan going, Sevakunja going, anywhere going. Also in Brajmandal, Krishna's time, Nanda Baba's desire. Nanda Baba telling, your grandfather, Parjanya Rishi, he has desire, he is going Kedarnath, Badrinath. Why? He is bathing Gangotri, Jamunotri. Krishna say, Baba, you have desire Gangotri, Jamunotri going? Yes, why not? I am promised. You, Nanda has no son, no children. Then I am praying and doing tapasya, austerity. His son is born, then I am going Gangotri, Jamunotri, and there I am bathing. And also they are worshipping Lord Shiva, and I am going there. Then Krishna, it's okay, no problem. I am calling them, they are coming here, then you are happy. Oh, you calling? Say, no, they are already present in Vrindavan, Brajadham. You come with me, I am showing in you. Krishna showing. Oh, Yad Badri. Krishna remembering, Badrinath, you come. Already came, Badrinath. Already Krishna called, oh, Kedarnath, you come. Looking, Kedarnath came. Oh, Nanda Baba, all are surprised. Krishna's mystic power. He knows spirit. He has too much power. After Parjanya Rishi is telling, where is Gangajam and Gangotri and Jamunotri? He said, no problem, come with me. Rameswaram, first is Rameswaram. Lakshman Jula, Ram Jula, Haridwar, Harkipodi, Sargadwar, Rishikesh, and after Gangotri Jamunotri. So one by one crossing Devasarovar, then Krishna sitting and telling, now Ganga Devi coming. Already Gangotri, big flow it is, big flow and come. Calling Jamunotri, Jamuna Devi came. Saraswati came. Oh, Brajavasis are surprised. Sakas are jumping. They have no, like, never see this flow and big sound. They're swimming and flow it is going, where gone, no guarantee. Therefore, Krishna says, how can coming back? Then Krishna telling, okay, you go in Himalaya, not forever here. Here, Antasalila, under flow, under current. This is much better. Only festival day, you giving darshan, all are worshipping, Brajavasi is giving bless. Therefore, today, all kunda, all sarovar, they are on sarupiti, they are manifesting. So you telling under Radha Kunda, Sam Kunda, more than other lake, Radha Kunda, Sam Kunda also today, they are manifest on sarup. So today is very special day. Also you are hearing Buddha Purnima. Lord Buddha, Gautam Buddha not same. Gaya, Lord Buddha is appears. And Nepal, Gautam Buddha appears. But Gautam Buddha came Gaya, he is doing tapasya and austerity. After Buddha meaning is bodh, gain, knowledge, soul knowledge. But he is trying again and again, he cannot understand anything. He say nothing.
zero, sunya, nirakar. No understand. Why? No realization. No guru. No worshipping, no doing austerity tapasya. You are independent. You are going in Himalaya. 100 colorless years you are sitting. Who helping in you? Who take responsibility? Who is authority? Who is guardian? Like parental service. Parents are take care in own children. God is always God's sons. God with no relation, then who helping, who teaching, who all time protecting? Then you have both the meanings, both. Then he is realizing this much and he is distributing this much. But Lord Buddha, he came only looking tamasi people, rajasi people doing yajna. Are animals, unlimited animals, there is offering only for food stuff, for eating, for doing yajna, and yajna inside is one person doing yajna, 100 people bringing in goat and sheep, and horse and buffalo and animals, and all cutting and offering in yajna fire inside is frying, and there is eating. Buddhadev say ahimsa paramo dharma, mahimsa Sarvani Bhutani. He is stopping for came. But after this Gautam Buddha came, he is after Ved, Shastra, all everything is removing. But both are not same and equal. Ram Parashuram, after many person name is Ram and Parashuram, there is not Ram and Parashuram equal. Many person name Krishna, Sam Bihari, Raj Bihari, many person name, so they all are not Raj Bihari, not Kunja Bihari, not Krishna. So this is his speculation. So this is not our vision. Our reason and vision, our Acharya and Guru Varga realized soul. Otherwise, anybody telling anything, some hearing, this is not good. Always strong and straight and strange and serious. Follow Shastra, follow Guru. Guru not following Shastra, he is not Guru. And Shastra has many things. Tamasi Puran, Rajasi Puran, Sattik Puran, also Nirgun Puran. Then anything is our helpful and soul for, then that thing is following. So today, anyhow, many other program, Madhavendra Puri, yes, Acharya Srinivas, yes, Parameshwari Das Thakur, many there, other also many. So I am remembering this Parameshwari Das. He is Mahapurush by desire, Nitanpur desire, telling, preaching, go everywhere, helping all jivas, living entities. Then he say, why going Hindu's house? Hindus are anyhow chanting Harinam, going Muslim house. So he is going Kazi house. Ujir Nazir Kazi, Paji, Kazi house is gone. His Kotwal, area officer, his house is gone. Hey, chanting Harinam, dancing his house, this courtyard. Then he say, hey, stop. So I am stopping, you also dancing and chanting, then I am stopping. I can do. Say, not doing? You doing, then I'm going, other not going. You chanting Harinam? Say, I am not chanting Harinam. Say, you already chanting Harinam? You telling Hari? This is enough. Bus is chanting one time Harinam, this is called Diksha. Spiritual Diksha. Bhagavati Diksha. Guru Vaishnava's order you are following, at a time is finished. His power, Shakti is going and working. Telling you do, you doing, and then at the time is power is there is going. This is powerhouse, connection for. So Parameshwari Das, Kazi is telling Hari Harinam, tomorrow chanting, today not chanting, Harinam, Hari is remembering, but he cannot stop now. He is now Hari, 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 Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna. But continue chanting. Now he is thinking this Parameshwari Das, make me crazy pagal. Now I cannot stop. Then his followers all are attacking him and thinking, how can defeating? Say you are chanting Harinam and telling everybody Harinam chanting for, okay, this dead bodies, jackal or other throwing dead body outside of village. So all dead bodies are chanting Harinam with you, all ghost and who is non-understanding. He say yes. He anywhere going dancing, singing Harinam, continue, non-stop. Therefore his power and his behind all Muslim are now going and chanting Harinam, Hare Krishna, all playing. Or dead bodies, all are getting life, they are also chanting. Then Muslims are surprised. You don't know these Bengalis, how many Muslims? Odisha, all changed. They're not disturbing the next. Mahaprabhu's after this Dadash Gopal Chasutti Mahanta Ashtakubera Sarvagoswami, one powerful came, then there silence and stop. No more pride, no more crowd. They know they gone for cheating and disturbing, then they are involved there. Jyadat patita hai, tabadaya tatata hai. Any fallen soul, they are helping for Nityananda who appears. He give me Nityananda. Then Jalananda, they forget or lost and miss. Totally this Parameshwar Das Thakur disappears. The whole religion following. Any Muslim house going, they are also respecting Parameshwar Das. They know, Baba, how much powerful. The elite is doing wrong and bad, then they are getting big punishment. Therefore they are suffering. They know. So today many things, tomorrow next hearing, now is time is over, arati time. Next tomorrow hearing, Gaur Pramanande.